With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, good morning. My goodness. The things that come out of my mouth sometimes, being reminded of them months down the road is, it's entertaining. Also, probably I should be careful of that, but, you know, when I'm tired, I say all kinds of things that I maybe shouldn't have. But that's not this morning. I am fully locked in and on point. What a difference sleep makes. Oh, I'm so thankful for Wednesdays this time of the year. And I'll just be honest, I was really thankful that the Wednesday baseball game was canceled because I needed a nap. I enjoyed my nap too. It was great. So instead of talking ALCS game number 4, now we're stacked up, by the way, 4, 5, 6, and 7, if necessary, will be played 4 days in a row, if necessary. And both Tanaka and Greinke will go on Thursday. So Masahiro Tanaka for the Yankees, he tossed 6 innings of scoreless baseball in the opener of the ALCS in Houston. Greinke, of course, gave up 3 runs over 6 innings pitched, and that was the big blowout for the Yankees in their opener. It is the rematch, and both of those guys are on regular rest, and so that's what we'll get for game number 4. If you're wondering about the weather, there isn't supposed to be any rain by that time in the Bronx, in New York City area, but a lot of wind. And I know those of you who are listening who are anywhere in the Northeast, you're experiencing the wind right now pretty crazy. And New Hampshire holds a special place in my heart since it's the state where I'm from. I just saw from one of the Weather Channel guys that right now the winds on top of Mount Washington, which has the highest wind speed ever recorded in the world, right now the winds are 123 miles per hour. So that's nice, pleasant. I was once on top of Mount Washington and saw a man get blown off the staircase. The wind was blowing so hard that people were getting blown off of wherever they were standing and blown over. It was, you had to hold on to something or there was a chance you were going to get picked up and deposited elsewhere. But I know there are lots of trees down, lots of power outages, especially in New England. And so be careful if you're out on the roads this morning. We are happy to keep you company. If you have not seen my nasty weather boots, I put a picture up on Twitter, A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. The nasty weather's got nothing on me, baby. And they're special occasions, too, so I wanted to share them with you. We're inside the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Home is more than a house. It's a personal paradise. Get yours with Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. This happened later on Wednesday, so if you missed it, Joe Maddon is the new manager of the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. A 3-year deal that's supposed to be in the $12 to $15 million range. It's pretty good work if you can get it. This is a 3-time manager of the year, but here's the part that appeals to me. He's going back home to the franchise where he worked and played at every level for 31 years. He was not drafted, but he was signed by the Angels as a catcher in 1975, and he stayed with the Angels until 05. It's a team where he really cut his teeth, right? He learned everything there is to know about baseball and about running a baseball team, but about coaching, about teaching. Every stop along the way, he learned something that got him to where he is now. And I love it because he's so zen. He's so chill. He does the petting zoo when his players need it. I keep trying to tell my boss that we need a petting zoo here at CBS Sports Radio. I'll even clean up after the pets. But he served as Mike Socha's bench coach for a few years in the early 2000s, including the season when they won a World Series. He was 2 stints as an interim manager, and now full circle. He gets to be the manager. And there certainly has been a track record of futility here with this team. They went 72-90 in Brad Ausmus's first and only season, at least for now, as the manager. And Mike Trout injured again toward the end of the year. Some speculation that maybe if they were challenging for a playoff spot, he would have figured out a way to continue. But either way, he's had injuries. They just gave him a massive contract, and yet here they are again, having missed the postseason. We need to see more of Mike Trout on the playoff stage. Isn't that crazy? Mike Trout, the face of the sport, in many opinions, he's the best player on the planet, and yet we haven't seen him in October since 2014. And then it was only three games. So maybe that's what Joe Maddon can do. But he certainly brings credibility, having taken two different franchises to a World Series, of course, helped exorcise those demons with Chicago, and that will now be the thing that gets him the ear of the clubhouse with the Angels. When Joe Maddon walks in, everything that he's done plus his tenure with the Angels, they have to listen. So I'm excited to see what he does there. Of course, there's the dark cloud that's hanging over the organization's head with everything that we're finding out about Tyler Skaggs. Major League Baseball is investigating. There could be sanctions. There could be fines. But Maddon has, again, the wisdom, the experience, and certainly I think the personality to lead that franchise through this cloud, through this period. It's not the players' fault. It's still such a hard and painful thing for them to have lost their teammate that was so beloved, and yet there is another element to it here, potentially criminal. I mean, there's been a lawsuit filed by the family, and so Joe Maddon, I think, again, his personality fits that, not to mention this is a place that is really special to him. So Joe Maddon fills one of the managerial openings. There are still seven more. Joe Girardi has resigned from his post with USA Baseball and is now positioning himself to take one of these jobs. There's been a lot of talk about him having a really good interview with the Cubs. So we'll see if that's where he ends up. Again, Major League Baseball back on the center stage, back in the center ring of the circus, I should say, coming up on Thursday, along with week seven of the NFL season. The Chiefs, two losses in a row. The Broncos, two wins in a row. These two teams couldn't be in more different places and on different platforms, but they are in the same division. And so they will clash and will set up the start of week seven. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Coming up, you'll hear from Jalen Ramsey. He was introduced to the Rams and to the media, and Sean McVay does not have any character concerns about Jalen, though he's not sure if Jalen will play this weekend at Atlanta. So we'll let you hear from Jalen himself. And then if you missed our QB news, there was a lot of it. The start of last hour, from the Titans to the Dolphins to the Steelers to the Browns. You can check that out on our podcast. We love to hear from you when you've heard the podcast, when you check it out. Our downloads are through the roof in the month of September because of football, and certainly in October with playoff baseball. We know there's a lot of interest and a lot of traffic as well, so thanks for that. Speaking of traffic, wowzers, your answers are coming from high and low and left and right and everywhere in between. We are asking you, in light of the Nationals reaching their first ever World Series, and this is the first in the history of the franchise. In fact, for D.C., this was pretty cool. For the city of D.C., there's been no World Series since 1933, when it was the Washington Senators, the franchise that eventually moved to Texas and became the Rangers. There's been no World Series there since 33, and there's been no World Series championship since 1924, again, for the Senators against the New York Giants. But that's a different franchise. So the Nationals have broken through. They're finally into a World Series, and it feels like a lot of people want to root for them. We don't know if it's going to be the Yankees or the Astros, but both of those franchises have World Series in recent memory, and the Yankees obviously have more titles than any other pro franchise. You've got kind of this lovable loser for so long in the Nationals. A lot of people jumping on that bandwagon and want to see them win. What other franchises out there could you root for to finally break through, even if it's not your franchise? And that's kind of the point. We all know that you root for your own franchise, duh. I mean, isn't that why you're a fan? But what are the teams that you would root for because you want to see them finally succeed, because you could empathize, because you know what it's like to fail and be disappointed? And some of these franchises out there, they have such a long track record of futility that it's almost painful to think about it. So popular answers, of course, the Detroit Lions. Yes, yes, yes. The Cleveland Browns as well, though I think some people, let's be honest, are a little put off by how much hype there's been around them without any real substance yet. Doesn't mean it can't happen, but not any real substance yet. Though John Dorsey, during the bye week, ever the optimist for his franchise.
And the facts are, we're 2-4, but nobody in this organization is happy about 2-4. I mean, that's real. But let me remind everybody here, there's a lot of football to be played here. I mean, we have 10 games left.
Lot of football to be played here. And so I appreciate John Dorsey, who is, of course, a longtime NFL guy, for pointing out that it's 2-4. Where were the Ravens at this point last season? You know, they rallied in the second half of the year behind that run game. So part of what I wrote about in my weekly column. They won the AFC North. Teams that are up at the midway point could be down at the end of the season. And so there's so much real estate left in this regular season that you don't want to bury many teams. Sure, the 0-4 teams, the teams that are going through a lot of turmoil, that makes sense. But not a team like the Browns that does have a lot of talent and is just trying to figure it out. So then what about Freddie Kitchens? Because a lot of the finger pointing has been done at the first-time head coach.
Freddie's done a really good job. I think the team has responded very well. I think the players play hard. What I've liked and as I've observed, he's really good at delegating. He's hired a really good football staff. I like the offensive scheme that he's kind of developed, which was on fold in the Seattle game, by putting six in a really good position to kind of move those chains. And I think we basically demonstrated our offensive rhythm in that one game as an example. But what I did like is on fourth downs, I like the strategy and the courage that he used in terms of going for it at proper times. And, you know, that's good stuff right there.
John Dorsey, general manager, Cleveland Browns. They're on a bye week, but definitely want to figure out a way to turn it around. They're 0-3 at home, which I think stings even more. But 2-4 is not an insurmountable mountain out there. Let's see. Albert on Facebook, the Washington Wizards, 42 years from their last championship. Yeah, so what's the team that you would root for? Not your team, another team that you kind of feel like, okay, fine. I mean, they've been through enough. Let's call off the dogs, please. It's enough. Let's allow this fan base to have a little joy, some joy filtered into their misery. Though, you know, we as sports fans, misery does love company. So we'll get to your calls, 855-212-4227. I've got friends who are texting me with answers, which is cool, on Twitter, A-Law Radio. And Chris is retweeting a bunch of your responses on our show Twitter account. I'm telling you what, some of them I hadn't even thought of, and yet I agree. Carlton says the Arizona Cardinals for Larry Fitzgerald. Yes, 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 yes. I want to see him finally get to the promised land and win it. And then Facebook page two. Thanks so much for joining us on this Thursday morning. It's good to talk to you. After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
I heard the culture here is dope. Can't wait to be a part of it, honestly. Can't wait to, you know, be able to be myself on and off the field, and just help the organization in every way that I can.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
I hear the coach is dope. I love that from Jalen Ramsey. So good. So Jalen introduced to the media and some of his teammates. We saw it wasn't a reunion, but we saw the first handshake and bro hug between Sean McVay and Jalen Ramsey. Somebody took a video of it, and I saw it on TV. And so that's the first time. They're just getting started there, but Jalen is overjoyed, he says, to now be with the Rams. And part of it, which this is kind of funny, it made me laugh. He says, because they're a lot younger here. he says, there's a lot of young guys here, and I think that that will make it a little easier for me. Doesn't, of course, mention Wade Phillips, his defensive coordinator, who is 72 years old. But anyway, he says, I feel like it'll be a little bit more understanding. And he's super excited, despite a long travel day from Jacksonville, where he was eating tacos when he found out the news. So we know he likes tacos. And then is in Los Angeles for the physical and trying to get ready, trying to get acclimated. Could be playing this weekend. Apparently there is an actual back issue, and that wasn't just a cover story. that's my story and I'm sticking to it. But he isn't sure, and neither is Sean McVay. So the goal is to have him play at Atlanta this weekend. It's kind of funny. He's going from Jacksonville to L.A. back to Atlanta. It's a lot of frequent flyer miles there. But they're hoping that they can get him ready and that he might be available and get there on the field. Jalen, of course, answering questions about his personality and about some of the stories that came out of Jacksonville, where, let's be honest, there was a lot of consternation, and it wasn't always sunshine and roses.
I think for the most part, a lot of people know who I am as a player on the field. Not a lot of people know who I am off the field, but over, you know, me being here, my career being here, y'all learn who I am more and, you know, kind of learn my personality a little bit and see the guy I am. But, yeah, I'm very confident. I love the game of football. I love to have fun.
Do you think that his love for talking will change simply because he moves to L.A.? I think not. There's a lot of cameras, a lot of attention, a lot of people willing to stick a microphone in your face and record what you say. So we'll see if he keeps talking. I don't know that that will change. As for Sean McVay, he says there aren't any character concerns. He's not worried about it because he's talked to people in his own locker room who've worked with and played alongside Jalen, including Blake Bortles, who's now the backup of Jared Goff, as well as Dante Fowler Jr., who was there at the same time with the Jags. And Eric Weddle has played with him in Pro Bowl. So he has different guys in that locker room who will vouch for him. What about the contract? Well, for now, Jalen is under contract until 2020, this rookie deal. He's only 24 years old, so he's still early. Remember, he was drafted, top five in, 2016? Sounds right. But Les Snead, the general manager, certainly was asked the question about Jalen's contract.
We did put a timeline a little bit in place with it. I don't want to give too many details on that. But again, one thing we had to do is, right, we're just meeting Jalen today. So, obviously, he to date, right, has earned a chance to probably, you know, get a nice contract for the job he does and the position he plays.
The job he has done so far in the NFL, 51 starts, 9 interceptions, 45 passes broken up. Nerd alert! Specific just to Jalen Ramsey. How about that? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. My friend Rob just sent me a text and said he'd like to see the Jaguars win it all. That's the team that he would root for, even though it's not his team. I would, because of Nick Foles. It would be great to see their quarterback on the field for more than a quarter. I still can't believe that storyline. My goodness. And so, who is the team that you would root for, whether it's the Jags or another team, to finally break through after a lot of years of futility and coming close, but not quite getting over that hump? If you missed my conversation with Joe Curley, who covers the Rams, he's an insider with the Ventura County Star. He'll tell you why swag was a word that he heard over and over from inside the Rams facilities on Wednesday. Swag. Hashtag swag. Toe drag swag. Swag bag. There's all kinds of ways that I could use swag. Let's do a couple of calls here. Billy is listening in Pittsburgh. Billy, what team would you root for that's not your own team just because you kind of feel bad for them?
Well, you know, I was going to say the Buffalo Bills because, you know, when they lost all those Super Bowls, I thought that really stung because they were a really cool team.
Yes.
I'm going to change it to the Jets because every time I go up to Jersey, people up there should be really good. I like to see them win. But with one stipulation, I like to see Le'Veon Bell somehow get kicked off the team for violating code of conduct for doing one too many stupid rap videos.
Is that against your personal code of conduct?
Yes. Thank you, Amy.
Thanks, Billy. Good to talk to you in Pittsburgh. I can understand why that would be a big deal for Billy and other Pittsburgh Steelers fans that you don't want to see Le'Veon Bell win a title before the Steelers would win another title. 855-212-4227. Robert is in Houston. Robert, what about you? What's a team that you could root for even if it's not your own?
Hey, good morning, Amy. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
The team I remember, now I'm a little older, so it's going back a few years, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, when they were an expansion franchise, lost somewhere around 30 games in a row, and then they had a great team in 79, and I liked them because they had Leroy Selman, who was an Oklahoma Sooner.
Yes.
And they made it to the NFC Championship game and lost to Vince Ferragamo and the Rams, and then they went on to the Super Bowl and lost to the Steelers. But they were so bad, and John McKay, their coach, was so funny that when they actually had a good team, it was I cheered for them like crazy.
Well, they also had their run, too, to the Super Bowl. And so it's not, I mean, it's been a while, but it was 2003. Marco, do you remember when the Bucks won the Super Bowl?
The Super Bowl was in three. It was the 02 season.
Yeah, that was the John Gruden.
Right.
Yeah. So I would say, Robert, in terms of futility, yes, right now, and they had a long history, but they did at least break through once. It's like the Miami Marlins, right? At least they broke through a couple times.
They did break through. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, Robert, good to talk to you. Marco Belletti, my fave, here in studio. I had to kick you out of your little closet that you got over there.
Yeah, no worries. It's only a few minutes.
I had to record a CBS Sports Minute, and Marco not generally with us on weekday mornings, though I wish that he was because he's great. And for those of you who don't know, Marco and I spent, 2 years on the overnights just kind of slogging through Friday, Saturday, yeah. Sundays. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
And then we both kind of went our separate ways. And Marco still gets to be on the show every now and then, which I love. And so I went in to record my CBS Sports Minute, and you gave me this look like, what?
Well, it was also 4:30 in the morning. I've been here for 15 minutes.
Eastern time, yeah.
The what look is, it was kind of, you know, my eyes still weren't open yet. I wasn't really.
What?
You know, now I'm good, but I wasn't ready. You know, 40 minutes ago, I was kind of like, huh?
To get kicked out of your own closet. He hadn't consumed enough coffee. So here's my question, because when I drove in last night to our CBS Sports Radio headquarters, which are located in Manhattan, I had to grip the steering wheel with both of my hands. I mean, we're talking about the wind maybe blowing you sideways. And, you know, there's so many semis out there on the highways that I was kind of worried about one of them caroming into me. Is it still really windy out there?
In gusts. It wasn't that bad on my drive in, but every once in a while you find yourself drifting from lanes and you're kind of like, hey, that's not good.
I mean, the police officers look for that, you know.
Yeah, and luckily, and there's nobody on the road when I was driving here, but no, it's going to be, from what it sounds like, in New York here, it's going to be bad all day, and it's going to get worse as the morning goes on.
And it's not just New York. I mean, right now in New England, Massachusetts right. alone has almost 200,000 people without power.
Right.
Because the winds are really bad on Provincetown, which is out at the end of the Cape Cod. They're having gusts near 100 miles per hour. By the way, would you like to borrow my butt-kicking boots? What do you think?
Those are impressive.
Woo! Okay, so I only get to wear them when it's a monsoon, but I love to sport them. And, of course, I had to match the rest of my outfit with them.
Well, there you go.
But I thought I would show them to you just in case you need to borrow them someday.
That would be nice. Actually, I was thinking about it yesterday when I had to pick up my son from school, and it took me about 15 minutes, and then I ran out of time. Couldn't find an umbrella. I was like, man, I'm just a terrible
father.
You looked
for an umbrella for 15 minutes?
I don't have an umbrella. Like, I don't use an umbrella. I just never thought of it. And I was
How about a raincoat? Galoshes.
No. It's just,
use the word galoshes anymore?
I'm unaware. But couldn't find the umbrella, so I'm the terrible dad. Nothing. I had to use his backpack, put it over his head.
Oh, my God.
Like, run, run, run.
You couldn't
run.
Take a towel with you?
A towel over his head? How's that going to help him in the rain?
A garbage bag. Anything.
Garbage bag. I didn't think of that. I mean, it's not a long walk, but I was kind of like, okay. Yeah, I'm the only parent. You know, I kind of stick out to begin with, but I'm the only parent trying to pick up a kid that's got no umbrella, nothing.
Oh, you are a terrible
dad.
What's up with that?
I'm awful.
Anyway, I'll let you borrow my boots if you want, or your son. I mean, he'd probably get lost in them. But if you haven't seen my boots, I tweeted a picture because I'm so proud of them. Of course, I'm the only person on the planet who tweets a picture of her rain boots, but I am proud. All right, coming up, the team that you would root for because you kind of feel bad for them, even if it's not your own. It's time, Detroit Lions. It's time, Seattle Mariners. It's time, New York Jets. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
What makes us freak out for football? The surprising calls.
Third down and 10, Breeze from the gun, takes a snap, goes to the near side, hit early, where's the flag?
They'll get one.
Early hit on Tommy Lee, Sean Payton is all the way down at the 10, unbelievable no call.
Wow. Not a flag to be found.
The surprising wins.
Tannehill throws down the middle, caught by Stills. Laterals back to Parker, who flips it to Drake. He runs across the 40 of New England, angling inside to the 30. 25, 20, 15, 10. He's going to win the foot race to the end zone. The Dolphins!
surprising comebacks.
Snap to A-Rod. Rushes on. Has time. Looking. Throws middle. Yes. Got us there. Break is free. To the 50. He may go all the way. To the 20 down the right side. And it's Randall Cobb. To the 5. To the end zone. To the touchdown. Oh, my goodness. Randall Cobb. 75 yards. And the Packers have tied the game.
What NFL moment shocked us the most this week? Find out now on the After Hours Surprise of the Week. Here's Amy Lawrence.
Boom! Thanks so much for joining us. Good to have you. We're going to get right back to your calls, your tweets, your Facebook messages about the team that you can get on board with. You might even bandwagon jump for this team out there because it's been so long and you feel so bad for them. They've just been tripping over themselves and keep failing and falling flat on their faces. And so it's a team that you would support, even though it's not yours. A-Law Radio or on our Facebook page. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. 855-212-4227. It's our toll-free line brought to you by Geico. With a quick way you can save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. So our surprise of the week, I'm going to go first, then we'll have Chris and Dave weigh in. I'm going with the Los Angeles Rams for everything that's happened this week. First of all, the third consecutive loss, and that is stunning. And I don't know that you could take each one of these games individually and it would be so incredibly surprising, but to put three in a row together. So losing the Seahawks by a point in Seattle, there's no shame in that. The Niners, we know, have a defense that is legit. Although the way it happened in this past weekend where they score on their opening drive with seven consecutive handoffs, wasn't it? They ran the ball right through the Niners defense and then never scored again and twice got stopped from inside the 3-yard line. So the Niners really stifled them. That loss to the Bucs is the one they can't have. You can't give up 55 points on your own field. I mean, that one's inexcusable. And so now here they are at 500, and the Seahawks and the Niners are above them, the two teams they just lost to. So that's brutal for them in the first month and a half. They go on the road to the Falcons now, and we'll see if Jalen Ramsey can play. But there's the other piece there, the surprise, shaking up their secondary again. There's been a lot of turnover and transition in that particular unit in the last couple of years. And so we'll see if it makes any difference. But at least the schedule is somewhat favorable moving forward. The Falcons defense generally seems to be a tonic for whatever ails your offense. But on the road at Atlanta, then with the Bengals back in LA, and then the Steelers are looking better. Mason Rudolph should be cleared and ready to go after the bye, but that is what is in store for the Rams after their bye. So the Rams are my big surprise. Chris and Dave, you up.
Yeah, I got to go with the Arizona Cardinals, winners of back-to-back games now. Kyler Murray, all 5'5" of them, looking like a legit NFL quarterback.
I think he's 5'6".
27 to 37. He averaged almost 10 yards of completion. 3 touchdowns, no picks in that game. I know the wins are against the Falcons and the Bengals, but I didn't know what to expect when they brought in Cliff Kingsbury, drafted Kyler Murray. I thought that experiment could have gone horribly wrong. Defense needs to play better, but they're going to New York this weekend to play Danny Dimes and the Giants.
Okay, he has not earned that nickname.
I'm just saying.
I refuse to use it.
Maybe we get a three-peat from the Cardinals. Watch out.
Danny Dimes doesn't even fit his personality. He's like a mini Eli. Well, not a mini, but a young Eli. How in the world does he earn the name Danny Dimes?
Danny Dull? Is that
no,
like
I mean, Darnold Dimes is more apropos than Danny Dimes. Like, Darnold at least chucks and No, it's too early. He started, what, 4 games? How in the world? Who gave him that nickname? You better not either one of you cop to it because I'll be mad.
Your friend Boomer.
My friend Boomer Esiason?
I'm not sure, but we're going to pin it on him.
Yeah, and actually, I heard Boomer say that he thought it was ridiculous, too. As a former NFL MVP, he thought it was a little bit too early. But I'll tell Boom you said that. All right, so what about you, Dave?
I'm going to go with the Monday night matchup that just passed the beginning of this week where the Steelers come out and just trounce the Chargers. The Chargers also...
Sunday night. Was that I think that was Sunday night.
Or Sunday night. Either way.
Okay. Anyway,
that was
it's
Sunday
fine.
Night. Monday night was the Packers-Lions.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I thought you were going to say I feel bad for the Lions.
It was a prime time game. Sorry about that. I turned it off at halftime because it was just... And on two sides of the coin, the Chargers have been awful. So it's surprising how bad they've been,
right?
But also how good the Steelers looked with a third string quarterback. We talked about Devlin Hodges and Samford.
Duck Goose.
An amazing duck calling champion or whatever he is in the state of Alabama. I want to hear him do that, by the way. But just absolutely surprising, and we'll see if after the bye this upcoming week, if Mason Rudolph gets back on the field. And a real quick surprise for this upcoming week, the team that I root for, the New York Jets, will be beating the New England Patriots.
What?
And this
I didn't
is
ask
a Monday
for your
night
prediction.
Football game. But it's my team, and it's
this
Monday
is why
night football.
I haven't asked you guys who you could possibly root for
prime
outside
time.
Of your own realm, because I know you can't possibly give me an answer of a team that's not in New York.
Well, obviously, we'd love the Jets to win, but in terms of answering the question, I don't know that I can physically root for someone
See
who's not
I mean?
My own team.
See what I mean? He always has to
I
be a contrarian. Well, good. That's why I haven't asked you. So zip it. Zip it. It's after hours. You're a bad example. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Those are our surprises. Here we are poised between week 6 and week 7. Thanks so much for all your responses. I appreciate that many of you are finding us on Twitter and Facebook. And by the way, we're really close to 30,000 likes on our Facebook page, and there's been an internal debate here about what happens when we get to 30,000 likes. So I had thought, my memory is not great when it comes to anything that, it has to do with me embarrassing myself. My memory serves, though. I think I was supposed to be posting baby pictures, or all of us were supposed to be posting baby pictures and kind of doing a montage of some sort. Like, I have crazy funny baby pictures. You guys would laugh. I don't look anything like I do now. I had pink glasses at one point. Anyway, but Dave seems to think Chris volunteered to sing. So which is it? What are we doing at 30,000 likes? Because we're close. I mean, we're right there.
I mean, I'm okay with the baby pictures. That's not a problem. I can dig some up, but that's what I remember. I'm not saying I want to hear Chris sing. I'm really okay. But I think that's what he said.
We'll have to let people tell us what they want to do. Would they want to see pictures of us when we're kiddos and we're babes in the woods? Or would they prefer to hear Chris sing? I mean, we got to 20,000 likes on our Facebook page, or 25, and I had to cover a Billy Joel song. So, you know, the singing is, that's all right with me.
Maybe you're going to play the piano for us all.
50,000 likes on our Facebook page, and 100,000 follows on Twitter. How about that?
We'll get there eventually.
By the way, someone asked me, as you know, I go back and I answer questions on Ask Amy Anything, which a lot of you post your questions on Facebook, and somebody said, have you ever gone skydiving? And I said, yo, the video is on our YouTube channel, and the it's not a video of me singing, but the audio of me covering Billy Joel without Billy Joel is also on our YouTube channel. So lots of, well, embarrassing stuff for your host on our YouTube channel, but you can definitely check it out. It's named after the show. Easy to Google. 855-212-4227. Rick is in Baltimore. Rick, what charitable feelings do you have towards another team out there that is not your own?
Well, I grew up in Buffalo. I would pull for the Tennessee.
Uh-oh.
Miracle, just because.
Wait.
Their fan. Sorry, are you there?
I am, but you are not. Your phone is cutting in and out. So if
Let's
you could try that,
try that
again. Okay.
So sorry.
It's
is that
okay.
better?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Nope, not so much. I'm sorry, Rick. I would love to hear your answer. I feel like you mentioned the Tennessee Titans. I kind of feel like I got that in there.
That's what he was going to go with, the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, so I'm sorry that we didn't connect with you. It may be us, because there's some crazy wind in the New York City area and in good portions of the Northeast. Let's see. On Facebook, Tony says, Patriots fan here, Boston native, would like to see the Jets improve. We miss the rivalry, in all caps. Paul says, I am a lowly Mariners fan, the last team ever to not reach the World Series. That's true. It is the only franchise now in Major League Baseball who has never made it to the World Series. So thank you, Nationals, for leaving the Mariners all alone on their island. Let's see. James on Facebook, John Isner, or another male tennis player from the U.S. We've not seen an American man win a major in a long time. Agreed. I agree with that. I would say that the U.S. men's tennis and the U.S. men's soccer programs are in similar places, where you've got some guys who do play overseas, who are superstars in the making, or at least household names, and yet collectively can't seem to break through. We've got some good young talent in the U.S. in terms of tennis, but on the major stage, I mean, stand in line behind Rafa Nadal and Roger Federer and Novak Djokovic, and it's really been those three guys that have dominated, which means a lot of other players are just also rans competing for quarterfinals and semifinal berths. George says on Facebook, Padres and Detroit Lions. And then Robert says, Amy, it's been 62 years and we have one playoff win, the Detroit Lions. So I guess in the case of the Lions and say the Mariners will allow you to submit a vote for your own team. But this is supposed to be other teams. And if you're a Lions fan or a Browns fan, you should be able to identify with those other franchises out there who also have suffered so much. Tim says the Knicks. Yeah. I mean, what is it about New York sports franchises outside of the Yankees? Just, yeah. Not a whole lot there. Not since the Giants last won the Super Bowl. Well, the Jets went to back-to-back AFC championship games, Rex Ryan. Ken says on Facebook, the freaking Browns! I feel like I had to express it the same way that he did. Byron on Facebook, Atlanta is cursed, so we can't win. But I would like to see the Raiders go back to the bowl. The bowl. Let's see. Eric says, I'd love to see Leo Messi, who arguably is the best to ever play, get a World Cup with Argentina. And this is very charitable of Ebony. I'm a lifelong Philadelphia sports fan, but I'd have to say Detroit and Cleveland, football and baseball. The fan base is very dedicated. I wouldn't mind them succeeding. It's been a long time for them, I think. Cleveland, you've got so many people on your side here. Chris says, I'm a Cowboys fan, but I've caught myself this year rooting for the Browns, a good team with a ton of talent. Carl says, the Milwaukee Brewers or the San Diego Padres. And then Jeff says, the Pittsburgh Pirates for sure. Yeah, man, that's also a franchise that I believe a lot of people would get behind because of how they generally operate. Very often, it feels like they don't have a fighting chance. Or once they do, then the team kind of divests itself of its popular pieces. And think about the number of Pirates, former Pirates, who've now spread out across Major League Baseball and are having success. Garrett Cole. Elsa says the Houston Texans. So lots of good stuff on our Facebook page. Also, my butt-kicking boots. It's a pretty good picture. Although, Chris came in when I was trying to take the picture of my butt-kicking boots, and I was giggling to myself because I could spot the trash can in the background and had to take the trash can out of the photo. Can't have a trash can in my photo with my boots. That's just it's a bad message. Anyway, you can check us out on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence, or on Twitter, A-Law Radio. Lots of good follows, lots of new peeps finding our show. So it's cool. We will be back with you tonight after Thursday Night Football and Game 4 of the ALCS. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.